Horowitz Horror 2.
Why did my father have to stop? I told him not to. I knew it was a bad idea. Of course he didn't listen to me. Parents never do. But it would never have happened if only he'd driven on. We'd been out for the day, just the three of us, and what a great, really happy day it had been. My 15th birthday, and they'd taken me to Southwold, a small town on the Suffolk coast. We'd got there just in time for lunch, and had spent the afternoon walking on the beach, looking in the shops, and losing money in the crummy arcade down by the pier. A lot of people would think that Southwold was a rubbish place to go, especially on your birthday. But they'd be wrong. The truth is that it's special. From the multicoloured beach huts that have probably been there since Queen Victoria's time, to the cannons on the cliff, which have certainly been there a whole lot longer. It's got a lighthouse and a brewery and a sloping village green that all look as if they've come out of an Enid Blyton story. None of the shops seem to sell anything that anyone would actually want, and there's one in the High Street that has these fantastic wooden toys. A whole circus that comes to life for 20 pence. And the talking head of Horatio Nelson, who puts his telescope up to his missing eye and sings. You get real fish and chips in Southwold. Fish that were still swimming while you were driving to the restaurant. Sticky puddings with custard. I don't need to go on. The whole place is so old-fashioned and so English that it just makes you want to smile. We started back at about 5 o'clock. There was a real Suffolk sunset that evening. The sky was pink and grey and dark blue, and somehow there was almost too much of it. I sat in the back of the car, and as the door slammed, I felt that strange, heavy feeling you get at the end of a really good day. I was sad that it was over, but I felt happy and tired, glad that it was over too. It was only about an hour's drive, and as we left Southwold, it began to rain. There's nothing strange about that. The weather often changes rapidly in Suffolk. By the time we reached the A12, the rain was falling quite heavily, slanting down, grey needles in the breeze. And there, ahead of us on the road, was a man, walking quickly, his hands clenched on the sides of his jacket, pulling it around him. He didn't turn round as we approached, but he must have heard us coming. Suddenly his hand shot out. One thumb jutted out, the universal symbol of the hitchhiker. He wanted a lift.